here for a very special reason. Mm-hmm. There's a very, very special miracle baby yes. that happened 5 years ago. And she shares Singapore's birthday. Yes. It's Vanda, the yep. zebra shark. Tell us all about Vanda, because I hear you have a very special relationship with her.
Vanda is really interesting. We found her as an egg. We have actually all female zebra sharks only. And all of us was like, wow, okay. It shouldn't happen, but they still do lay eggs regularly. So back then our curator was saying that, oh, it could be a parthenogenesis. Yeah, that means like an asexual reproduction. It was a big thing for us back then because this was like our first time experiencing this. On National Day itself, yeah, I was up there with her and another aquarist. Yeah, that moment when we saw her coming out from the egg and took her first swim, it was really unbelievable. Yeah,
So that was on 9th August. Yes. In the morning.
Yeah.
Wow, she's really a true blue Singaporean, yeah. right? What are we doing to prep for Vanda's birthday?
We're going to prepare for her a frozen cake made up of things that she likes to eat, like mackerel, tuna, crabs, prawns.
Which is hope.
Yes. Recently, we found out the mothers in the open ocean habitat started to have fertilized eggs as well. Yeah, but this time around, being experienced, we know what to do. Like what they always say, it's always easier compared to being a first-time parent.
Yes. So when that happened, the baby shark song come out all the time. When detractors come and say, you know, they don't believe in aquariums, that fish should, you know, swim, be able to swim free. What do you want to let the public know?
Over here, we have a couple of different various programs, from public programs all the way to school programs. Our main goal here is marine conservation, is to be able to reach out to the public, to get them understand better of all of our marine friends here, so that they are able to protect the marine life a lot more. Some people have that little phobia of water, so they will never be able to come close to the open sea and stuff like that. Having a public aquarium here, we are able to bridge that from these people being so close and watching their face leap up and like, wow, they're so interesting. They are so beautiful. I want to know more. How often can you see this so close?
Yeah, exactly. Like you can feel them and touch them. Yes.